The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever call someone to dump some problems on them because you're having a bad time, week, month, whatever, and they end up dumping on you? Ooh. Let's talk about people who can't listen this Thursday morning. Hey, it's Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All of us have been through this scenario, right?
Yeah, of course it happens. I recently went through this one with my brother where I was opening up to my brother about some things I'm going on. And I mentioned one thing about a woman. He goes, man, all you do is worry about girls. See me? I'm worried about this and real things.
And then he just goes and it was odd, dude.
And I was like, hey, this ain't even about me no more, bro. This ain't even about me.
Nope.
Now we're both sitting here double sad.
Are you sure you weren't talking to my family? Because I feel like anytime I call anybody in my family, it's like I tell them one thing and then it turns to all their problems or how I can fix their problems.
Oh, do you think there's a reason why this happens?
Because everyone's got stuff going on. Yeah. You're not the only person in the world that's got things going on.
I have a solution. And recently, when I was talking to somebody, they were listening to a conversation that we had on the radio with an artist.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to tell you something, and I don't know if you've heard this. And I said, okay. He said, you're a great listener. He said, I listen to conversations with artists all the time. And it's half the time the person that's interviewing is talking about, they're just interrupting, and you don't even get to hear the person that's supposedly being featured. And he said, Dana, listening is a skill.
Wow.
And it must be developed.
And he was telling you this.
Yes, so, because, and you know what? It took me a long time to shut up and listen.
Yeah.
Up and listen.
That is crazy what you
We're still working on it at home.
Yeah. That is wild what Dana did to us. She, like, told us about people talking about themselves and somehow talked about herself.
And then complimented herself.
Gave myself props. And I had you both listening.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's some voodoo.
That's
right
probably
there.
Why I married you, because I was used to that.
All right. Listening is a skill. When someone calls you with a problem, take some time, take in what they're saying, and offer them some good advice. Yes, you can use yourself as an example, but don't make the combo all about you. Bro. National Day, Anthony A.
Yes, and on that note, too, it's also World Teen Mental Wellness Day. So,
big.
Yeah, raise the awareness of mental health issues and how to get proactive amongst those.
There's a lot going on in Congress when it comes to TikTok, Instagram, all these. But in the end, parents, it's up to us to ensure the mental health of our children. Keep them off social media for long periods of time.
Period. Yes.
And we also have Banana Cream Pie Day.
I know people don't care about banana cream pie. We talked about it off the air. I was like, it is not. I like the one from Golden Corral. I don't care what you say.
I like it when I'm eating it.
And we'll end with National Read Across America Day. It's Dr. Seuss's birthday. Yo.
We've all done this. We volunteer and go read in schools. I love Green Eggs and Ham. It's one of my favorites.
I loved Go Car Go.
Go Car Go is good.
Or was it Go Fish Go? Oh, wait. I think it was Go Dog Go.
In a way, you loved it.
I can't remember.
One fish, two fish.
I don't know.
Green
I remember
fish,
what it was called, but it was orange.
Okay.
The book was orange.
Also, I'm a big Cat in the Hat person myself.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I love that movie with Mike Myers. It was so good.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Maybe you just turned your radio on. I want to kind of take it back to a conversation we had last week when DJ Automatic and I were discussing our relationship in the very beginning.
Oh.
Because we never actually thought that we'd be together. Here's how that convo went. I don't look good on paper.
I mean, I literally just graduated from college. To be 100% honest, no, you were not my ideal candidate.
So why the negativity toward single mothers? There's actually psychology behind it. I've got a study, all that I'm going to share with you. I make jokes about my past all the time because sometimes it's easier to laugh than cry about the pain, right? It's also a teaching moment. You can talk to other people about your experiences. Sometimes Otto would say that we were already seeing each other. It made me feel so bad.
Wow, that's wild
about myself.
That you were able to get over that and still get on top of him. Yeah. That's crazy that maybe that's like a little nag that worked. But
I'm good at very few things.
Yeah.
I'm not. True story.
Yeah, reverse psychology.
And apparently me too, because you married me.
Yeah, there you go, right?
Okay, Anthony, I'll come back to you in a minute because I've heard you say some things about single moms and whatnot. I want to ask you, Automatic, as my husband, how did you get past seeing me as more than just a woman with kids?
Because I fell in love with you. It didn't have anything to do with the kids or have anything to do with the situation. It was you as a person. It sounds like, you know, the Hallmark moment right there, but it's just the truth.
It sure didn't happen overnight either.
It did not. Yeah. This went on for probably almost a year. And I just decided that there was no one else that I loved more than you. I wanted to be with you. You were the person that made me happy. You were the person that I wanted to be around. When I wasn't around you, I thought about being around you. You came with some baggage or whatever. What were you calling it? Yeah, you're calling it baggage.
That's what people say about women with kids. Man, she got a lot of baggage.
Hey, Automatic, were you ever like, how much did the other guys play into your head? Knowing that you have to deal with, like, you know, the other baby daddies or whatnot. Did you ever think about
that? Oh, yeah, of course that played
into
it.
That's what I think about, too.
Because, obviously, Dana had some other men in her life, and you don't know how it's going to go down.
You don't know how it's going to go down. You don't want to get, like, smoked or something like that. I don't want to walk into, like, trouble. I always try to make sure that at least that situation is cohesive as it can be.
Is that the most important thing?
For men, it's on top of the list.
For me personally, though, I don't tolerate the back and forth. Like, I don't want to invite drama into my life. Some women may be upset with me saying this, but if you're going back and forth with a man, it's because you're participating with that man.
Yeah.
And even if you have kids, you can always find a mediator. There's always a way around it.
For sure. But we have like a segment called Crazy Crimes of Passion, and crimes of passion happen. And when you're dealing with the man who is going to have to accept the fact of another man coming in and raising his kids, sometimes he may act out in a way that, you know, is pretty violent and that has nothing to do with it.
Do you feel bad sometimes, Otto, about saying that? Or is that just the way
it's the way I felt. I mean, I would be lying if I said if I felt bad. But my mind changed, and your mind can change. The heart wants what the heart wants. That's all there is to it.
Okay, so Sharon Hayes wrote a book called The Cultural Contradictions of Motherhood. Mothers are expected to raise their kids no matter the circumstance, no matter her money issues, no matter the father involved, no matter whatever. You be a good mother. Fathers are not. So when a father is raising his child or has his kid every other weekend and he's doing what he needs to do, they're seen as courageous. While if a mother has children with an absent father, she's seen as damaged goods. But that's not the case. I promise you, those children are not baggage. They can be a blessing.
Yeah, they're not yours.
I think.
They're not. That's a fact, though, bro. You're like, if you're coming, Automatic said nothing about your kids in his pursuit of love for you. And if you're after the partner, then that's, then we'll all rise above
My love for her kids came later.
Yeah.
Dana was very adamant about keeping her kids out of our relationship until our relationship reached a certain level.
I was raised by my mother and my grandmother, who lost my grandpa when I was like 4. So I seen her cope with later on in life going on and being by herself, which kind of brings me to the point of like, I feel like I've been an ally for single mothers my whole life.
Well, but
you said earlier that you heard me say some things. Were you just saying that for the radio or
no
up?
I've heard you say I don't really want to date anybody with kids.
That's a personal choice, though. It's not. I'm not trying to be derogatory towards a single mom,
but it is.
No, it's not. It's my personal decision.
I mean, Anthony's right.
It's not. I'm not putting it
in.
I'm just saying that's
not
what I want.
So when I asked you, do you feel bad? You said, no, I get it, Anthony.
There you go. Then that's what it is. But I just felt like you positioned it as if like I'm like talking down on single moms or something like that.
Well, when you say you don't want to date a single mom,
that doesn't mean you're talking down on them, though.
But I told you in the very beginning, it makes me feel bad. It makes mothers who don't have a partner.
Because that's your personal experience.
It's not because it's their personal experience. It's because they have kids and you already perceive her as being someone who's not on the level of dating.
But there's nothing wrong with wanting to date somebody who has kids.
There's nothing wrong with kids.
That's also not taking the stance to understand me as a man, though. Like, I've been a participant in raising a kid, so that's something I don't want to do.
But at the end of the day, it makes this woman feel less than, because right away she's got
a
strike against her.
There's a lot of things in the world that are going to make you feel less than.
Dude, my hairline makes me feel less than all the time. I got to look at that. What do you mean? Come on, fool. Like
just because you think it should be a certain way doesn't mean it has to be that way.
I understand. But if you'd stuck with that, we wouldn't be together.
Obviously.
And
that's what I'm
saying. Here we are.
Things change.
All right. You want the article? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Let me share it with you. And like I said, open your mind to different things.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know a lot of people do this. They scroll through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, Twitter, searching for old friends. And then you find them and you're like, oh, look at so-and-so. Maybe even somebody you used to have a relationship with. Is it a good idea to send that direct message? For starting, in case you missed it, we find the biggest and give them to you right now. DJ Automatic, yours kind of, it definitely got me wondering what the heck is going on.
Does the government have the right to ban TikTok from your phone?
Oh my gosh.
A congressional committee is deciding that. And if they do decide that, that would enable President Biden to ban the app completely from the United States.
No more TikTok?
No more TikTok. They've already done it on all government-issued phones. You can't use TikTok in any government buildings. The ACLU is fighting this. They say it's going to limit our free speech. China is obviously mad because TikTok is based there. They say that the social media platform is being unfairly suppressed. But this is going to be up to our lawmakers, the people we voted for.
I have to say, funny that China is saying they're being unfairly suppressed when they limit their children and their citizens from being on TikTok. Children in China are only allowed an hour a week on TikTok, and it's all positive. They are killing us. They are mentally draining us of any type of education, any type of real thought. This is an invasion that we are inviting into our own homes. Yep. I have to post on TikTok, and I haven't, man, I did one time like 2 weeks ago, went viral. I just find it very difficult to support this app because I know what they're doing. It's hard for me.
I know
that
you're doing it though. You're participating.
I have to because of
you
the job.
You don't have to, but
I hope it's banned so I don't got to make those kind of decisions.
I will say to all the people that are saying, oh, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. They already did it in Canada.
Well, the genie's out the bottle. Like, you go ahead and make it, you can cancel TikTok, get rid of it. Somebody's going to create something else. It's already in the motion. The AI is so far ahead of knowing what we like. We're done. It's
I don't mind something else, but when it's China, they're doing this on purpose. The amount of stupidity and misinformation on TikTok, everybody self-diagnosing. My sister-in-law, Sister Matic, is a psychologist. She's like, the people that come in, I saw on TikTok. Boy, stop.
But TikTok's also doing like a lot of good too as well.
Of course,
I think it's how you use it.
But it's China. They limit it. Why don't they want us to limit it? Because they want to dumb down our society, and it's working.
Somebody's pulling an America on America. We don't like it. All right. In case you missed it, from a recent survey done by CBS, or provided by CBS, they say that the commute to work is actually good for your health and helps you switch gears. So, yeah, driving up to 40.
They'll drive with their wife.
Automatic stop.
She's shifting the gears for you, dog. All right. It's up to 45 minutes to an hour that will allow you that mental decompression either way going into from work. But up to 2 hours, that's not good for anybody's health. Too. So,
you know, I do like leaving the house. Working at home for me, and which we do every day to an extent, all of us, all three of us in the studio, is very hard because you can't leave that space, right?
Yeah, you got to make it a point to get out.
Yeah. And sometimes when you just work at home, I know people that don't leave their house for a week.
But they don't drive with you.
Stop. Did I not say yesterday on our couch in our house, I'm trying to not nag you on the road?
Okay, she's not nagging me anymore. Now she's just throwing her hands up in the air and like acting like we're about to hit something at every single turn.
He said that's worse. Anyway, stop being a bad driver. All right, in case you missed it, new research finds that reaching out to an old friend, even an old lover, and asking them how they're doing, what's going on in their life, what's good, is not only good for your mental health, it's also good for theirs too.
This is
a study published in Healthline.com. Studies done by the American Psychological Association. A phone call, a text, a direct message, an email is appreciated. Plus, it can rekindle a friendship, maybe even a love. And a lot of times, and you just talked about this a couple of days ago, Aunt, when you get past 25, it's hard to find friends, man. It's a whole different world.
When you got kids, because your life is already so busy.
I know.
But I was even thinking, this morning, I was talking to you about my friend Emmett. I was like, I should reach out with him. And I was like, oh, wait, he's going to be here this weekend.
Oh, there you go. I like to think about it. If I think about a person three times, I reach out to them.
So don't hesitate. Do it. It's good for you and for them. Hit me up. I'll share the article with you at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to kick off today's WTF segment with a man who started out hanging out with someone. His name is Akash, and he says it's inflated into something greater. He was friends with a balloon. Now they're in a serious relationship.
Oh.
What the fuck? Okay, so the man said that people were never cool with him. You know, he couldn't be treated fairly. He was made fun of and bullied. So he started surrounding himself with balloons. And then pretty soon it was a bunch of balloons. He started putting them around his house, inflating them, putting them in his bed.
And then he starred in the cartoon Up.
No, he didn't star in a cartoon Up, DJ Automatic. So anyway, according to Akash, these floating lovers began to communicate with him through mental telepathy.
Oh, that's a thing.
Through his dreams and each thought and feeling and emotion he connected with.
I'm sure it was a bunch of hot air.
He actually says... He identifies as objectum sexual, meaning that he's sexually attracted to inanimate objects.
How do you b- a balloon?
Carefully. Carefully. It's actually a balloon bouquet that he's committed to and is going to ask them to marry him. And it looks like they're on their way to wedded bliss.
Suck the air out of one of those bad boys. It's going to be delightful, dog.
Oh. I love you. Do you take me? I do.
You know what, though? It's not that bad. Some of my homies are married to airheads.
up.
Anthony, that's wrong.
Ding, 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 ding. Take You're it in. Take it in. You know what else was wrong? This homie who tried to book a guy's trip to Australia. This is why it pays to not be an airhead. A guy was planning an all-dudes trip to Sydney, Australia, but accidentally misspelled Sydney and took the homies to Sydney, Montana.
Oh, my
God. Dog.
When they didn't ask for your passport number, that's when you should have known something was going wrong.
Guys are the worst planners of all time, dude. Honestly, I misspell things all the time. This would be something I would do. So I can't really cast stones.
I would just say, guys, we're going to go have a Yellowstone trip.
That's what I was thinking. Just drive to Yellowstone and end up in a great bachelor situation.
Or you could get really mad about it and murder somebody.
What?
Okay, here, you guys got to listen to this fact, okay? American crime data shows you can get away with murder. As a matter of fact, you have a 50% chance of getting away with killing somebody in the good old U.S. of A.
Oh my gosh, that's wild. That's a wild stat.
So in the 80s, you had a 30% chance of getting away with murder. In 2020, we hit an all-time low, though. Half of murder cases were not solved, and the suspects got away. Experts say the pandemic brought out more crime, especially to big cities, and since there was such a huge backlash against police at the time, it made it really hard for them to investigate homicides. So I have a question for you guys.
What, automatic? I'm scared. 50% of people out there are murderers.
If you could get away with murder, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
No. Yeah, I was scared the moment he said, I have a question for you guys. It's like, this is not going to end good. This is not going to end good at all, dude.
And besides, if I would say yes, I wouldn't get away with it. So why would I say yes?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jordan Woods, remember Kylie Jenner's best friend?
Yeah.
She has entered the beef between Kylie and Selena Gomez. Ooh, I got all the tea right now. Best gossip, daily dirt, this story and more. Brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, celebrity birthdays first, and
Hip-hop great turned actor Method Man celebrating his birthday. Rebel Wilson and Becky G celebrating a birthday as well.
I'm going to start off with Tory Lanez news. The sentencing in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting has been delayed. He will be performing at Rolling Loud.
What?
My thoughts are he probably begged the judge, because he's the sole provider for his entire family. You know, he provides their livelihood, including his daughter. It's probably be his last big job before he goes away to jail. He's facing 22 years. Oh, and the gag order has been lifted as well, so he's free to talk about this. Will he, though? I don't think so, because he put his foot in his mouth a whole lot of times, and it got him in worse trouble.
See, he changed the course of his entire life because he's got his feelings hurt by a girl that he was having sex with at the time, and she didn't show him respect, so he shot her in the foot?
I sat down and interviewed him twice, and he is, like, such a theater actor, stereotypical, like, nice Canadian boy. That's why I didn't think he did this the whole time.
Be more like Drake, okay? Yeah. Like your other fellow Canadian. Sentencing happens April 10th. All right, speaking of sentencing, let's talk about Kodak Black. I know he caught a case a few years ago, and then he was pardoned. And, of course, he has to submit to mandatory drug tests. Allegedly tested positive for fentanyl. He swears it's not true. Here's part of what he had to say in court.
It's so much greatness. It's so much things we can do, like, better than prison. Jail.
That there's better things we can do besides prison and jail, and the judge agreed. So he will be put into a treatment facility, and then the judge will decide what to do moving forward.
But I thought that the person who collected his drug sample said that they weren't sure if it was his or not.
They gave him the wrong receipt, so they don't even know. And he swears, though. He's like, I don't do those kind of drugs. He swore.
They asked him for a hair sample, which he denied, which then led to the 30 days of the treatment.
Yeah, so we'll just follow this closely and hope that Kodak Black just keeps moving in the right direction. All right, so Jordan Woods, ex-BFF of Kylie Jenner, has chosen sides in the beef between her and Selena Gomez, and she's Team Selgo. In a Snapchat and Instagram, she posted herself doing her eyebrows using Selena Gomez Rare Beauty brand and said, this is my favorite. You know, the Jordan Woods, Kylie Jenner thing, all their beef stemmed from Jordan Woods and Tristan Thompson. She was really young at the time, and he made the move. I think they kissed. I don't know what happened, but that family turned against Jordan, though she'd been there for them a very long time. Tristan has kissed a lot of women since he's been with Khloe.
I mean, I can see why they got upset with her. It's their sister, and she was married to Tristan at the time.
I get it, but they've done it too. You know, when Kim brought Miss Black China over with her man Tyga, Tyga then began a relationship with her 14-year-old sister.
These names are stupid. These names are dumb.
I can't even. I just can't do this no more.
Yeah, they're all billionaires. Oh, how God. Do they get away with? Because America loves dumb.
Think talking about all this makes me realize why Kanye is Kanye. Why that came out of all this situation, dog.
And the only person here that's not dumb is Selena Gomez.
Team Selgo for real.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know how we always give you food news inside hottest hashtags?
Yes.
Think McDonald's, think donuts, and think bigger. It's big today. Time to get started with these hottest hashtags. The Dana Cortez Show is on. Friday's Eve is here. I'm Dana Cortez.
Donuts and McDonald's will make you bigger. DJ Automatic.
I hope I had the AKA past due amount.
You just talked about past due. Let's talk about your bank account. Billions of Gmail and Outlook users received a message which looks really, really official from LinkedIn that's warning you your bank account could be cleared out. It looks like it's coming from Amazon. It looks like it's officially from your account. They're asking you to click and go in and make sure things are okay. What that is actually doing is allowing them into your bank account.
Oh.
And they'll clean you out. You have to be really wary of these phishing emails that are coming through because these hackers are getting better and better at
it. Yeah, there's also a Gmail going around one and I actually got to it. They almost got me to click on it. So yeah, just be wary of it, dude. They're coming in always.
Even text message.
And I even get them in Spanish now.
It's because you listen to some stuff in Spanish on Instagram. They think you speak Espanol. Watch out. Don't click on any weird-looking links. And then finally, in food news, McDonald's has announced a partnership between them and Krispy Kreme.
Yes. This is not what we needed, but what we needed.
Starting later this month, March 21st, the original glazed chocolate ice with sprinkles and chocolate cream-filled donuts are available in 160 locations. So you could do it. You could get down and get them. You can drive through. You can have them delivered. Krispy Kremes and a Big Mac. Come on.
I thought you were really going to say available in 160 count. Like, I was like, damn, that would be American. If you could pull up and get 160 glazed donuts from McDonald's, living a dream.
We're not far from it.
You're right, Automatic. We're not far from it. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's kick this one off with banana cream pie. Yeah.
Shout out to the banana cream pie. Very underrated.
Invented in the 1800s in the Midwest. So, honestly, TBH, that might be the best thing the Midwest has ever done. Banana cream pie.
Besides DJ Automatic.
Oh,
dang. He was born in the Midwest.
This is cool. Today is 3-2-2-3 and 3-2-2-3 back and forth and back. It was March 2nd.
So
think about that. Play with that little mind game. I kind of felt Dr. Seuss right there. It's Read Across America Day, celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday.
The best thing you can do for your children is read to them from birth. I know it sounds crazy, but developing their mind with reading is super important. It also helps them absorb everything that they're taking in school. Makes your kids smarter.
Dr. Seuss was a big part of me reading to our daughter all the time. She used to love All the Places We'll Go. That was one of her favorites. Go, Dog, Go, of course.
You're Not My Mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're Not My Mother. Or was it called Are You My Mother?
Whatever. You know what it was. It's been a long time.
That's a wild question, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah. Well, it's about a little bird that fell out of the nest.
Dr. Seuss was Maury before Maury was Maury, okay?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about the negative stigma that comes with single mothers and how sometimes, you know, they're viewed in a derogatory manner. And that conversation got us down the avenue of being a new man and then meeting her baby daddy. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to give you some tips on how to meet your spouse's baby daddy or baby mama. And DJ Automatic is going to tell us how it went down with him and Dana Cortez. So let's welcome you to Dudes
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, I don't think we were able to get through to Dana on this from a guy's perspective. Do you think we couldn't get through to her because I felt like she thought it was avoidable. And I think this is such a big thing in anybody's life that you don't know how a person is going to react until you're put in that position.
True.
Like, you couldn't even fathom the thought of, like,
somebody else raising my kid?
I didn't have to finish the sentence. Dude, you're just getting crazy.
I don't know that'd be crazy, but I think I would have a hard time with it.
Yeah, I would like to say, like, yeah, I'd be chill with it if I had a baby mama and she was moving on. But I also have trouble with my exes moving on, and there's no kids involved anyway.
So
imagine if your ex moves on with a dude who's like a better dad than you and a better person, a human. Like, he's somebody funnier than me with better hair than me. Oh, my God. I would probably be crying. I wouldn't pull up and fight.
You'd be crushed.
Yeah, I would be crushed.
You might pull up on some dude and try to fight him.
No, I wouldn't fight. I would pull up and cry. They'd be like, Anthony, he's called his mom.
He's just going to call you a
damn, son.
And then my brother's going to show up. He's going to beat me up and the baby daddy up. He's going to beat everybody up, all right? No, to avoid a situation like that,
One thing you want to do is always express to your partner how you feel about the whole situation. You got to be transparent and honest. Open, honest communication.
You have to be open, honest. But the thing is that the girl needs to understand that it could be a situation. Even if she doesn't think her baby daddy might do something like that, it could happen.
There you go. Let her be aware of that is being open and honest. And remember, you are the coach, not the player in the game. You want to be there to offer support. Say, hey, look, maybe this is how you want to handle it. Don't get lost in the sauce and get put up in the equation.
Because there are going to be certain situations that you don't need to be involved in.
Yes, dude. And the biggest thing is, remember, it's unconditional love for that child, all right?
The child has really nothing to do with your drama. Mm-hmm. That was the one thing. I never, ever brought Dana's kids into our drama that I had with their dads. Most of the time, I just made it to where I didn't even talk to them. Because, like I said, I would be weird about somebody else raising my kid. And I respected the fact that they might feel that way.
Beautiful, DJ Automatic. And I think your approach to that led to a great relationship.
Well,
of course, the marriage but a relationship with a kid, dude. It was dope.
The kids, we get along. But like with Dana's ex, we didn't see eye to eye.
We ain't got to. Yeah, he's already short, dog.
No, he's bigger than I am.
Oh, shit. All right, never mind. Yeah. Damn, dude. I thought he was a short dude.
Nothing a bat can't fix.
Damn, son.
Again, these are advice on how to meet your significant other's baby mama or baby daddy if you're looking to date. Now, if you're like me and you're looking to be out before the second episode of Coco Melon, I'm going to give you those tips on Friday. All right, have a great day. Danny Cortez Show loves you. And To Do Is One Studio was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.